With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. After opening the border wide at the start of his term, and now that an election is fast approaching, President Biden is expected to announce new restrictions on asylum for illegal aliens.
The president is said to be finalizing an executive order that could shut off asylum applications and automatically deny entry if the number of migrants per day exceeds a new threshold. Biden critic House Speaker Mike Johnson says,
too little, too late.
On Fox News Sunday, Johnson says Republicans have been pounding the White House over a flood of migrants once Donald Trump's border restrictions were lifted in 2021.
They did it intentionally, and it has had catastrophic effects upon our country that we'll be living with for decades to come.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Governing party presidential candidate Claudia Sheinbaum has won the Mexican presidential election. First step in Hunter Biden's federal firearms trial begins today with the start of jury selection in Wilmington, Delaware.
The judge in Hunter Biden's gun case will ask prospective jurors a series of questions to determine whether they can serve impartially, including whether they've run for office or donated to political campaigns. She's going to ask prospective jurors whether they believe Hunter Biden's being prosecuted because his father is the president and their views on the purchase of firearms and addiction issues. If convicted, Hunter Biden could face up to 25 years in prison, although a typical first-time offenders don't get anywhere near the maximum.
Correspondent Jennifer King. Also at SRNnews.com, Dr. Anthony Fauci is expected today to deliver his first congressional testimony in close to 2 years. Republicans expected to grill Fauci over allegations of misconduct under his watch related to the coronavirus pandemic. Wildfire that's burned more than 14,000 acres near Tracy, California, now at least 50% contained. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 17 points. This is SRN News. Most Americans support in vitro fertilization.
A poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 70% of the general population thinks IVF is a good thing versus 8% who think it's a bad thing and 22% who aren't sure. The procedure is condemned by some pro-life advocates because it involves the creation of several embryos, some of which can be destroyed if the mother wants them to be. This year, a court in Alabama ruled that IVF embryos are human beings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism in Canada. Authorities say someone has fired bullets at a Jewish school for the second time in less than 10 days. One bullet struck the Young Israel of Montreal synagogue last week. The week before, several rounds hit a Jewish girls' school in Toronto. No one injured in either attack. Elsewhere in Canada, the Vancouver Comic Arts Festival has banned a Jewish artist because she had served in the Israeli army. This is SRN News. A wartime leader lashing out at communist China.
Ukraine's president has accused China of pressuring other countries not to attend upcoming Ukraine peace talks. Speaking at Asia's premier security conference in Singapore, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that China was hampering peace in Ukraine. To do everything so that leaders do not come to the peace summit, to push them, pressure them, that definitely does not bring peace closer. And that is not only support to Russia, that is basically support of war. China has staked out what it says is a neutral position on the war, putting it at odds with Ukraine, the United States, and most of Europe. Its trade with Russia has grown, easing the economic impact of Western sanctions. I'm Karen Chammer.
The death toll from flooding across a large swath of southern Germany has risen to two. The body of a missing woman was found. Chancellor Olaf Scholz visiting the flooded region today. More details, SRNnews.com.